7:30 every day you're out of the house. Why? Because you utter the word one day that the word is delivering to me my own inheritance. 10 years later, they are talking about massive distribution, haulage, warehousing. And you are now the chairman of Nigerian Shippers Council. Why? Because the word works. And one day you just opened your mouth and declared, the word is given to me, my own inheritance amongst those who are sanctified. Let's declare it, everybody. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have my own inheritance.
I have my own inheritance.
The word is delivering it to me.
The word is delivering it to me.
I have my own inheritance.
I have the
word is delivering it to me. Let's declare the word of God. Say, I am a blessing.
I have been blessed.
I am a blessing.
I have been blessed.
Like Abraham, I have been blessed,
and therefore I'm a blessing.
Listen, that's the word working. That simple statement, if you say it from the bowels of your spirit, that word you get up and say, this boy must be blessing somebody. This girl must be blessing somebody. One of the things, see, the problem in life is that we often kill the process by which the word wants to bless us. What I mean is this, that kind of young man I'm talking about that time, somebody said, buy this and go and sell it there. There's a picture in his head where he's supposed to sell. All the boys selling there, they did not go to university. They said, no, I'm beyond that level. Pride. Pride. It has gone before the fall. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm saying this. Many of the things we teach, precepts, all of those things, go and check it. You know what God is actually doing? He's removing from us the reason why the word can't work. He's helping us strip it away. Go back to that 1 Peter, the 2 Peter chapter 1. He said, for this reason, add to your faith what? Virtue. Moral excellence, what my Bible uses, the expression. Those are the reasons why people, that's how people prevent the world from working. That kind of young man we're talking about, the world says, get up and go and do something. The idea comes to his mind strong. Suddenly he has this impression. What if I want next I go for my alumni meeting? What will I tell my friends I'm doing? The Bible says, do not quench the spirit. And he quenches the spirit. What the word does for us, listen, all this teaching we teach, is to cleanse ourselves of all defilement of flesh and spirit. Because that defilement is the reason why the word can't work. The word is ready to set that young man high somewhere. He's about to buy the first set and go and sell it somewhere else. And go and supply it somewhere. He suddenly remembers, all those who are doing this, oh, they do not have an MSc like I have. No. I need a job. With an official car. Then he leaves it. Then he starts praying. In the name of Jesus, Father God, what is going on? God said, you know what we'll do? You know, the word still works. So the word moves him to go to church. And one pastor now saying that the message for the day will be the dangers of pride. Somebody say the word works.
The word
is trying to repair him so he can deliver to him his own inheritance. So he goes there. That day, as they are talking, he goes to the pastor. Good afternoon, sir. My mother reports me. Because all the examples will be him. And listen, until that pride is killed, he's not going further. Until that pride is destroyed out of his life, he's not going further. There's something I said last time. Let me just put a pause on this and go back to what I was saying last time. Which is one of the reasons why I read that 2 Peter chapter 1. He said, by these promises we are partakers of the divine nature. That's what I ended with last time. Let me just pick it up or I explain something. He said, we are partakers of the divine nature. Why? Because of his many magnificent promises. What are those promises? It's just simple things like, I will pour my spirit upon them. Simple. So you declare, the spirit of God is upon me. You know when Jesus Christ began to minister? You know how he began? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to do this and this and that. So you begin also. The Spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me to succeed in life. He has anointed me to show forth His excellence. He has anointed me to be a blessing to people. That's just simple utterance. Like, let's quickly declare that before I explain it further. Say, the Spirit of God is upon me.
The Spirit of God is upon me.
Because He has anointed me.
To be a blessing.
To show forth His excellence.
He has anointed me.
To be a blessing.
To show forth His excellence.
To transform the lives of many.
He has anointed me for success.
He has anointed me for victory.
Please, I can't help this.
All right, I just have to say, behold.
He's causing prosperity to flow towards me like a river.
And the wealth of the nations
like an overflowing stream.
Say, the Spirit of God is upon me.
Is the Spirit of favor.
Say, I'm a righteous man.
I'm a righteous woman.
Because of my faith in Christ Jesus.
And He surrounds the righteous
with favor
as with a shield.
So I am surrounded with favor.
Doors that are closed to other people,
they open for me.
Because I am surrounded with favor.
Because divine favor
is with me.
Say, I have ability.
I have divine ability.
I have divine ability.
Because I have been fearfully
and wonderfully made.
Please give me a second to just quickly explain that. To be fearfully and wonderfully made simply means that you were made for a particular purpose.
How do I know? Because it says it's made everything beautiful in its time. That is, beauty is decided by appropriateness for a function.
An aeroplane does not look like a ship. Both of them are beautiful. None of them look like a car. You are getting my point? None of them look like your belt. They don't look like your shirt. They don't look like your car keys. They don't look like your phone. But you look at the phone, this phone is fine. You know, you just nod. My God. But if you saw a plane shaped like that, you say, can this thing fly?
You know, that's the first thing that comes to your mind. Can this thing fly?
So when David was saying, I've been fearfully and wonderfully made, what he was saying, that I'm just perfect. Perfect for the function that God made me for. So that's what we mean when we say we have divine ability to fulfill an assignment in life. God said to Jeremiah, before you were born, I knew you. And if you're going to read that Psalm 139, it's the same principle for every believer. Your life, before you were born, God personally formed in your mother's womb.
I hope you're getting my point.
He said, I will give thanks to you because I've been fearfully and wonderfully made. So declare it again. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I have been equipped.
I have been equipped
to be a blessing.
I have
been equipped
to change my world.
I have been equipped
to overcome.
I have been equipped
to excel.
Listen, as you are saying these things, remember, the word works. Angels hearken. The word works. Angels hearken. These are the words you declare to succeed in life. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. Let me explain that thing again. Bread refers to every natural method by which energy comes into people. Every natural method by which energy comes into a business. Every natural method by which energy comes into a career. That is bread. My father is Aliko Dangote. My friend is Otedola. You know, you mention one of those names. When on that business we are starting, we get money to start. Somebody say bread.
Bread.
That's bread. With this, my second class upper from a top Nigerian university, and this my MBA from a top American university or British university, I will get a job. Somebody say bread.
Bread.
Say bread.
Bread.
Know what Jesus said? The bread may work, no problem. But that's not the only thing that works. Say every word that proceeds from the mouth of God can produce what bread can produce and more. Listen, one of the things we need in life as believers is the boldness to expect. Oh, did you hear what I said? The boldness to expect. A lot of people, they feel inferior. Just feel it. That is, why? Ah, that guy is lucky. What is luck? Because, no, that in their own estimate. What do they call luck? The moment he left school, you know, his father connected him instantly. He's lucky. When you make statements like that, you are making another statement without saying anything. I am not that lucky. Let me say to you again, you need that boldness to expect. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. That is anything. No, was it my wife I was dealing, discussing with Gabriel? I said, one of the things God does because in life, as you're moving, what the Lord is doing is to use things to boost your faith. I gave an illustration when I was teaching in Bonny, that's over the weekend when I wasn't around. That right now, I'm not talking little of myself. I'm not belittling myself, okay? I'm not at all. But when you first hear it, you say, Pastor Bank, are you not confessing negatively? No, I'm not. You'll see me in a moment. I said, right now, I don't believe I can muster up the faith to receive $2 billion from the Lord. You say, Pastor Bank, you are teaching us faith. I'll tell you my reason. Because I can't conceive of the reality of $2 billion. I can talk about it. But you see, all the expenditure that I can imagine right now in my life. Now, first, I'm not trying to sound humble, okay? But generally, I don't believe, personally, you know, not because there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't believe in having some things. I don't like sports cars, as an example. I know much about them. If I sit down and analyze a Bugatti for you right here, compare a Bugatti to a Maserati, to a Ferrari and a Lamborghini. All right? So, I'm just trying to bring out something here. Let's even assume I was like that. All those cars put together, I've not spent $5 million. Assuming I was like, and I'm not even like that. So maybe you buy a private jet. I'm not an idiot. Who am I flying to? Do you get right now? Who am I flying to right now, as at now? All the places I go will be comfortably, you know, served with a commercial flight. I look, if I get too much money, say, okay, then I'll go and be anytime I want to travel, I charter a jet. It's $500,000, $700,000. I've gone to Sokoto and back. So you see, when you look around my life, say, okay, what about other things you can do for other people? Like what? If I start to feed everybody in Enugu, $2 billion, you won't even scratch the surface. People don't know what they got $2 billion. It's all about Kingdom World Ministries. Listen, all the ideas I have for Kingdom World Ministries. No, I can share it with you. The only thing I want as property for Kingdom World is called Kingdom World Media Center. I have the picture in my head. It's something that will just be big enough, you know, take not a hall of 10,000 people. I'm not even believing God for that, you know. Just a hall that can sit a few hundreds of people and then extra halls for classrooms and stuff like that. But all of them fully equipped, you know, well air conditioned, sealed, fully equipped with the best cameras. Bros, all of this will talk where I don't talk, so you know, go need $10 million. Okay, let's push it. 50. Can you see what I'm trying to say? If you give me $2 billion now, you cause spiritual problems. Yeah. Is that your faith is small? No. It has to do with function. But when Strive Masiyua wants to talk, $2 billion to him is not how to spend. It is how to control Econet. I don't know whether I get my point. It's how to interact with. Okay, MTN wants to go and launch here. They will eat into our market. How do we upgrade before they come? I don't know whether you're getting my point. He thinks, you know, money is not I'm rich. Money is function. So he's performing a function I am not performing. Because of that, God helps him. That's where I'm going, you know. And he stirs up the faith. The man can get up one day and begin to believe for $10 billion. Because it's not as if he wants to eat more than me. It is just that he's talking about launching out networks in Egypt, networks in Kenya, network in maybe in the Middle East, or let them even move into Europe. That's what he's thinking. And now I'm thinking, let us preach, and the cost of preaching is not that high. I'm going somewhere. So you see, God stirs up your faith in life through your experiences. I don't know why I got annoyed here. God stirs up your faith in life through the challenges, the demands that come to you every day. So if you're a businessman, listen to this. I'm talking about man shall not live by bread alone. You're a businessman, you go to the wharf one day, maybe you import. And I say, why don't I get a ship? Ship. You know what they call ship? Container ship. Listen, when they say some people have private jets, private jets are cheap. Their pocket change matter when you're talking ship. Some people think that planes are the most expensive moving things around. No. When you want to spend money, you go and buy a boat. I don't mean small, I don't mean flying boat to Niger Delta. I mean... That's not what I mean, no. Talking about mega yachts, yeah, but when I'm talking about those ships, those container ships, those things, they are made of money. Now, but this is what I'm trying to say. You may not, in quote, now have my level of faith that you think I have, assuming you don't have it. But because you are in the kind of business that you need to move containers up and down, and one day you get to the wharf, you just look around. You see Maersk. You see one. You've seen all of them. Say, why don't I get one? And that's my message to you today. You say, how do they get it? Those men have money. Those men are connected. Are you getting my point? You will turn around and say, man shall not live by bread alone. I don't know. Are you getting my point? Your desire is stirred up there. Say, what is it? Man shall not live by bread alone. God will make all grace abound towards me. I will have all sufficiency in all things in my business, all things in my domination, you know, my fruitfulness and dominion having in my area of endeavor. This is my business. No, God can do this for me. That is, me, I'm here telling you that I don't even feel like I think I can believe. And that's because I don't need it. That's what I'm saying. So what God does, he brings up to that level. You now look and say, what is it? It's not matter. It's not human beings that made it. Say, God can double do it. What am I going to say? Anything you see around, somebody say, listen to me, listen carefully before you say it. Anything you see around, God says that he can do for you more than you can ask or even what? Imagine. Your experiences in life, what the Lord does is use those experiences to stir up your faith. You are into the petroleum industry as an example. You hear that Dangote is buying, is building a refinery for $16 billion. It must not come from your mouth. You know, he's a big man. Once you say it, you have said another thing. I'm a small man. That man's experience just let you know is doable. You just say, wow. What are we doing all this while? You mean we can do this in this country? Why not? And as you just said like that, something else has entered your soul. Next thing we'll be reading the news is that you are negotiating with some people. You are putting one on the other end for $17 billion. Next, we hear that you are the first indigenous, you know, that is private builder of a liquefying gas plant in Nigeria. Why? Because you just saw somebody else do it and say, what is it? This is doable. What God did was just to use those things to stir up your faith. I don't know what you are connecting what I'm saying. Don't ever, there are words I shouldn't drop from your mouth. Those are the big men. Once you do that, automatically you've said another thing. We are the small ones. Declare after me. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am above.
I am not beneath.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am the head.
I am not the tail.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am above.
My God is above all.
Say, my God is above all.
I am seated with him.
I am seated on his right hand
with Christ Jesus
in heavenly places.
You know, he said, he that is from above is above all.
I hope you get my point. You know, Jesus now looked and said, nothing is impossible for the one who believes. That's what I was saying. What God does in life just creates the ability for you to believe. See, Pastor Barry, so you mean you don't have the ability to believe for a whole ship? Today you use it to preach. I don't know whether you're getting my point. They don't use it to preach. So that is the reason. See, believing is not just a good you hard face. No. Believing comes as, you know, let me just quickly drop something for you. There were two people in the Bible that Jesus said, in the days of the Lord Jesus, Jesus said had great faith. Just two of them. Go and read their story in my book. Great faith can be yours. You can download it free. I don't think we don't have copies anymore. Do we see our Felix? We don't have. You can download it free from our website. In both situations, those people were not habitual faith people. One was a Roman centurion, not even a Jew. The other was a Syrophoenician woman, not even a Jew. So much was she far from the covenant that Jesus had to explain to her. The woman was following, "Have mercy on me. My daughter is sick. Please now." Typical of Jesus, he didn't used to talk unless he needed to talk. How many times he needs to talk, I don't know why he still won't talk. I can prove that to you also. Some people came, some Greeks came and said, "We are looking for Jesus." Then they went, who's the other guy they met? Then they went to Philip. Then Philip and the other guy took them, said, "Jesus, they are looking for you." And Jesus just walked away. We didn't answer them. Said, "The time has come for him, the Son of Man, to be crucified because they are looking for you." That's the Lord used to do that. Some people, when they came to crucify that stone, that woman, you know, he didn't talk for a long time. They were there. "Yeah, get away." That's what you're writing on, until they provoked him. Well, I'm just digressing a bit, but the point I'm making is that Jesus didn't answer that woman. They didn't say anything. The disciples had to say, "Please now, sir. Okay, you don't want to do it. Send her away so that we can have some peace." In response to that intercession, he called the woman to send her away. He did not call the woman to help her. He said, "Listen, Yusef, check him," like we say here. "Yusef, check him. Is he right to give the children's bread to dogs?" And the woman said, "No, sir. It is totally not right. I didn't come here to ask for the children's bread. I came to ask for the crumbs that fall while the children are eating. The ones that they discountenance, they did not look at as anything." And Jesus said, "Wow, great is your faith. Go home. Your daughter is fine." She was not a habitual woman of faith. I hope you are getting my point. The other man too, he just had a servant who was sick and who he loved and who at that time was probably unconscious. And he understood the way it is. Jesus was going to have to break a lot of rules that he knew, that this centurion knew, for Jesus to come to his house. Number one, those Jews who don't eat, they don't enter the house of unbelievers. "Sir, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant will be well." And Jesus said, "I have not seen faith this great in Israel." My emphasis today, that those two people were not people of habitual faith. They were not. But, that's why, in fact, you know what? That's why I wrote the book, "Great Faith Can Be Yours." When they got to a particular time, and faith needed to be stirred up because of the passion in their heart, God granted them that gift. The spirit of faith was breathed upon them. You know what I want to say? Listen, if you follow these teachings, follow the word of God, and that is, don't even think that there's anything any human being can achieve on this earth that you can't achieve. You're in that kind of business, you go there, look at it. A spirit will enter into you and stir faith up inside your heart. And you will say to somebody, "I'm going to buy a ship." How will it work? Remember, I started by saying, the word does not grant details. You just say, we will buy a ship. You say, "Why do you say so?" "Because I just found out in the scripture that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm in front, I am not behind. I am above, I am not beneath. In this our career, in this our business, this is the head matter, not a tail matter. Do you know that this is going to cost like $600 million? I'm aware. I will seek acquire one. Watch me." And then you go about your business normally. Oh, I need to add that. You go about your business how?
Normally.
It may take 6 months, may take a year, may take 5. One day, finally, you will sign some papers and it will just cruise into Nigerian harbors. And you put your whatever name you are using, Glory Liner, whatever it is, and that's it. You start loading cars and cargo. You say this one is primarily for export. Exporting, you know, agricultural produce from Nigeria. Locally produced things. And then listen to me. That is where you know you have started business. Are you getting my point? Yeah, that's called dominion. That's dominion. There's a realm of fruitfulness. There's multiplication. And there's what?
Dominion.
Why? You know why I said all these things? Let me quickly say that. for you to bear in mind, things you experience in life, God gave them to you to stir up your faith. Don't even think that this is too big. No. As I give the example of those two people, the point came. They connected correctly. I don't want to go into that. In those situations, both of them, the Bible says, faith works by love. They connected correctly. They downloaded their faith in a hurry. Listen, you are listening to me? God, through your hands, will do things greater than people ever imagined was possible from this land.
Amen.
Let me say it again. I said, through your hands, God will do things greater than people beforehand thought was possible from this land.
Amen.
The amen is not convincing.
Amen.
Or am I not talking to you? If it's not you, don't answer. If it is you, give me another amen.
Amen.
Thank you. It is not because of effort. That's what I'm going to say. It's because of what? Grace. Look around. That's what I'm talking about. Use the things around to stir up faith in your heart. You've already understood now that man shall not live by bread alone. You've understood it already. Man does not live by bread alone, which means that there is anything Abramovich can do, I can do. You know, Abramovich. Now, some of these women don't know. Tell them. Okay, let me just say who Abramovich is. Abramovich is a Russian billionaire. You heard your husband's, your boyfriend's shout Chelsea, Chelsea, Chelsea. Or maybe you're a Chelsea fan. The guy bought Chelsea and put it in his front pocket. Because sometimes we think that because men have money, they have material resources, that means they are powerful. Listen to me, power belongs to God. Let me say it again, power belongs to God. What we need to do is fight for faith. And with us, everything is possible. Everything is possible. To you, everything is possible.
Amen.
Let me declare this to you again. God will make all grace abound towards you.
Amen.
You will have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
And you are bound to every good work.
Amen.
Listen to me. God will show forth his excellence through your hands in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will go into the realm of business with no bread. And you won't turn your stones to bread. No. What are your stones? They are the solid foundations, truths that God has taught you in life. You now want to compromise them for human approval, human help. That's turning your stones to bread. Preachers do it. Mount the pulpit because God has given you power. You command people to bring money. It's called turning your stones to bread because of your own personal need. People do it. It's not only pastors that do it. Everybody, you know, people do it also. You have a small skill. Every time you connect somebody with business, you must collect a cut. We don't always do that kind of thing. We don't turn our stones to bread. Without turning our stones to bread, God will still make us have life. Say, man shall not live by bread alone. That is the things that those who have billions can do, billions of dollars. God can help you to do more than that. And listen, he will do it for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My message today ends with one thing. Open your eyes. Look around. Anything that's inside your field, you know, your area, we're not talking about covetousness now. Things that you just want to use to do. Remember, for us Christians, wealth is about what? The ability to do. Anything around that people have done, that's good for you to know. Because that's the least that the Lord will do for you.
Amen.
God has called you into petrol, you know, the petroleum industry. Dangote is building a refinery for $16 billion. You should thank God for his life. You know why? Because now you know that you can build for 16.5 if you have to. You get my point? Now you know. Please, let me just add this one. Don't use your mouth to be running things you don't know. They are flying private jet. I'll tell you. Because they are going to private places.
Yes.
And they have private money. Because some criticism that people get involved in, it caps them in life. It caps them. A lot of people, you know, people talk nonsense. Why is Bishop Oyedepo charging 500,000 naira a year for school fees? How can you be charging it after it's a mission school? Because it's mission supermarket now. You'll now be a filling station. You'll be buying full at 15 naira a liter. So there are poor people. Who cares whether you are poor or rich? You drive a car inside into that place, you pay the correct price.
Yes, sir.
That's life. And by the way, let me not go there. What those men are charging, only missions can charge it. Only missions can dare it. I told that to one of my colleagues in the office the other day. He trained in Spain. I said, Winners charges, Covenant Investors charges about 550,000, about 500,000 a year in tuition fees. You know what he said? He said, who's paying the rest? That was his question. He said, how are they managing that? Who pays the rest? That was the question he asked me. I said, you are the first human being to respond like this. Every other person will say, how can the people pay? He said, that amount for a university, private, with that level of infrastructure they have. He said, where did they get money from? I said, actually, it's a mission university. He said, okay, that explains it. That is the only reason they can charge that low. Why did I go there? I don't even know. I'm just saying, stop talking nonsense. Warn your mouth not to spoil your destiny. That's what I'm saying. Just warn your mouth. Say, be careful. Anything you don't know, not talk up. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. My message is that stir up your faith. Look around. If it's in your field, it can be done. You're an educationist. You can own 4 universities in Nigeria. And you will bless people with it. Are you getting my point? You're a doctor. You're a medical person. We Nigerians won't go to India for anything. They won't go to America. They won't go for any procedure in Europe. Why? Because you are alive. So where would the money come from? Look to the book of the Lord and read. None of this will fail. Neither will any lack its meat. Because once the mouth, the prophetic word has gone forth like this, the spirit will go out and go and gather. Are you getting my point? Listen, you will stop unnecessary medical tourism from Nigeria in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The resources to do it will flow towards you like a river.
Amen.
And the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream.
Amen.
How do we activate grace? That's what we do. We take the word of God and bam, just be declaring it. We don't even need details. We don't need details. We don't even need details. Jesus didn't give details to the tree. He just said, nobody will eat your fruit again. You can just wake up in the morning and say, in this life, this is my career, in this is my area, in my ministry, I will not be average. I will bless people tremendously around the earth. I just wake up in the morning, just declare it. I will bless every medium available. And as you are sitting there, I remember when my wife and I first started, when we first hired this place, some 12 years ago. Just partying, doing some work here and there. We came up, the carpenters were working. This place was partitioned then, broken to me. Because it grows, that's why we broke down all the other walls so that we'll have more space, you know? One day we just sat there and said, from here, this gospel will be declared to the whole earth. Now, I didn't even know we'll still be here when we're declaring it. I just thought that, you know, foundation and those kind of things. 3 years later, one woman in town started a TV channel. I said, Pastor Banks, come on it. Covering Africa. But the thing didn't go well. But that ignited something in us. We started looking for where do we go next. We went to NTA. After a while, Kingston, we had a co-workers meeting. Kingston now came and said, sir, I checked one, Omega Channel, and another one. So we went, researched Omega Channel, sent them an email. They responded to us. That has been how many years now? We have been airing weekly without interruption on Omega Channel since that time. Why? Because at the beginning, my wife and I, just the two of us, we came here and we prayed. Say from here, we'll broadcast this gospel all over the world. I didn't even know much about, you know, internet, all those kind of things. Before we knew what was happening, things just kept on moving. Each season, God will open a door, we'll walk into it. Grace will open doors for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, grace will open doors for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A word came to my mind, you will be a global brand.
Amen.
Whatever is for, take it. You will be a global brand.
Amen.
Your brand will be global. When you hear the name Coca-Cola, it was not made by spirits. I mean, at least in that sense. It was human beings. Let's not forget Coca-Cola. It's been there for a long time. When the Samsung show up the other day, I saw the name Samsung for the first time in my life after I finished NYS. 93, 94, the first time. And I was watching Eurosport. I just saw one company advertise Samsung. Then one day I went to market. I saw television Samsung. Say, oh, they make television too. Now, the name Samsung is one of the most widely known names on this earth. You know that? I think it's even more known than Apple. You know why? Apple has an apple. There's the fruit apple. There's nothing else like Samsung. What food do you eat at Samsung? That is out of nowhere. They launched that name. You will be a global brand.
Amen.
Don't forget, I didn't give an explanation of why. What you just require from you is what? Be it unto me according to your word. Somebody say that.
Be it unto me according to your
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. I'm going to say another thing. You will say the same thing. God will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things. You will abound to every good work. Give me that. You will be the head and not the tail. You are the head and not the tail. Now listen to this. Don't respond to it. I just want to tell you. Please, never ever think somebody else is lucky. You know why? I've realized before I used to people do, you are not disadvantaged. But I've now realized that actually, the way they do it, without realizing that they only think somebody else is lucky. Like I said to you, I don't say money is good anymore. Money is not good. It's God that is good. Money is a tool. Are you getting my point? So anytime they say, you need a lot of money for this, I just say, God is good though. In the same manner, if you hear that Dangote is building a refinery for 16 billion, you know what you do? God is good though. Do you get my point?
Yes.
Listen, if you hear anything, that's what I'm going to emphasize. If you hear that, oh, maybe like I said, one company just launched, Strava CEO said that he raised 1.5 billion to buy Econet shares so you can get majority shares. You know, you can say, man, that man is powerful. Don't utter it again. What did I say?
Don't utter it again.
Because when you say that, say, I can't do that. That's what you're saying. How do you respond? How do you respond?
God
is good. Just look and say, God is good. God is good. Listen to me. What I was saying earlier about me not being able to take 2 billion, it's not because I'm unable. I'm just trying to explain to you that, you see, your faith rises up to the level of what you are able to, I mean, what is in the realm of your doing. That was what I was trying to explain. If you give me $2 billion personally, and I'm not a businessman. Don't distract me. I don't want to buy. I don't want to sell. what I'm talking about. What people call doors open. I tell people, human doors is not an issue for me. I knew. Do you get my point? You know why? Man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by bread alone. Listen to me. I'm trying to emphasize to you. Don't look at anybody and say the person is lucky. You are blessed.
Amen.
I said you are blessed.
Amen.
I said you are blessed.
Amen.
You are blessed in the morning.
Amen.
You are blessed in the afternoon.
Amen.
You are blessed at night.
Amen.
In the depth of the night when you are sleeping, you are blessed.
Amen.
When you are sleeping, angels are working for you.
Amen.
God will send you all the kinds of help that you need in this life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. Live above sin and walk above the devil, because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. One more time. Turn to somebody on your left and your right and bless the person. Cheer up, brethren.